So first off, you were in Sarasota this morning for a roundtable discussion with several other elected officials. What was the purpose of that discussion?
Well, we had a roundtable with some senior citizens, some victims of investment fraud. And what we were talking about was really a problem that I think is monumental in Florida, but has been too neglected, which is sort of the investment fraud directed at our citizens and often and too often directed at our senior citizens, who tend to be desirable objects of prey for economic predators.
And from what I understand, a conviction resulting from one Ponzi scheme in particular was kind of a case in point?
Oh, the Nadal case. Well, the Nadal case is just one of many cases. It just happened that the fellow was from Sarasota who was involved in this pretty large Ponzi scheme, and he was just sentenced yesterday, I think, to 14 years. But I think the point I was making, and it was a very healthy discussion, was that right now in Florida, it's almost as if the doors are open for economic predators to come here. We give people almost a green light because of our lack of enforcement, our lack of prosecution. And a lot of these cases, like the one I was there for, the fellow ran it out of Sarasota. Lots of Florida victims. He was prosecuted in New York. In a lot of these cases, you read about you hear about them and they're prosecuted elsewhere. And what Florida lacks right now, on the state level certainly, is the ability to have a team of prosecutors and investigators who know how to prosecute investment fraud cases and go after them to protect our seniors especially. And it's acutely bad for senior citizens because we hear about these Ponzi schemes and these investment frauds like Bernie Madoff and Art Nadal, and the victims are often very wealthy. But most of the victims in these cases are senior citizens who have lost their life savings, their pension fund, maybe $25,000, $50,000, maybe $10,000. And while it may seem less to other people, to them it's all their savings. But because it's relatively less than these big cases, it's very hard to prosecute it. I mean, how do you get a lawyer to prosecute a case where you've lost $10,000? They're very highly labor-intensive cases and would cost more than $10,000 to prosecute. So unless the state acts on behalf of these folks, they're going to just lose their money with nothing to do. And it is epidemic. There are probably thousands of complaints from senior citizens to protective services every year saying that they've been taken advantage of. Sometimes it's through caregivers, sometimes it's through guardians, or sometimes it's through bad guys who literally think that because they're older and perhaps more vulnerable that they can be taken advantage of. And it is horrible, and I intend to do something about it as Attorney General.
As you mentioned in the Art Nadal case, who's referred to as the mini Madoff, 390 families were basically defrauded of $162 million a total. And why do you think it's so easy to bilk senior investors on the side of the fraudsters? What regulatory mechanisms are lacking?
Well, it's easy for a few reasons. Number one, it's easy because very few things are done about their misconduct. The regulatory side isn't particularly great. And the enforcement side, especially the criminal enforcement side, is practically non-existent. It's hard, again, for a senior citizen who's lost 10 grand to find a lawyer who's going to take their case. So they rely almost solely on the government to do it. And frankly, these are very labor-intensive cases. So if you're a state attorney's office and somebody comes to that with you, you've got to assign somebody to do their case. And that person might have to do it full-time, because proving a $10,000 case is not much different than proving a $1 million case in terms of the amount of time and effort and forensic accounting you need. So that's really the problem. And I think one of the jobs of an attorney general is to figure out, and you look across the state, what we're not doing and what group is especially or acutely being neglected. And in this case, it is unfortunately and painfully obvious to me that seniors in our state are being abused or are subject to abuse. And because we haven't done anything in our state to make the marketplace safer for them. And that's why it happens. It doesn't happen in other states as much as it happens here, because we've sort of opened up the doors and said, come here, you can act as you want, and perhaps nothing will happen to you. And that's fertile ground for misconduct.
You also announced that you'd create an investment fraud unit as Attorney General. Can you tell us a bit about what such an entity would do?
Previously, the Attorney General didn't have a lot of jurisdiction on this on the civil side, on civil enforcement. But in 2009, we gave him additional authority. And so now the Attorney General has the ability to go after these issues. And what I intend to do is twofold. I intend to, first of all, get more resources here from my office. I'll ask the legislature or I'll direct people from my office. I'm working to get federal resources here from Justice Department and folks who deal with economic crime cases, and SEC, which is Securities and Exchange Commission, which has resources on the regulatory side. Try to get a critical mass of resources directed at this kind of fraud, and then give them the sole responsibility of every day of waking up and trying to bring justice to people. I don't want to focus on the folks that have lost millions. I want to focus on everyday Floridians who've lost their life savings, because they're the ones who have no one acting on their behalf. Anybody who's lost a couple $1 million and had tens of millions of dollars likely has a lawyer helping them. And they deserve also, by the way, to have their rights vindicated. But if you're a everyday retiree here in Florida, you really don't have anybody looking out for you. And that's what I want to do as Attorney General. So I'll create an investment fraud unit, and they will change the behavior of the marketplace by putting people in jail so they can't just rack them up and knock them down, which is what they're doing right now to our seniors.